The Phil Henry Show. Now, here's Phil.
Thank you. So,
that was you doing the voice, right?
Yes, it was me doing the voice. Yes, it was me doing a voice. My voice just cracked.
All right.
You like this song, don't you, Phil?
I do. It's country western. It's, I don't know what it is.
It ain't that good.
I happen to think it is, dickhead.
God damn, man.
He has the right to an opinion, Phil.
All right, welcome to our show. I don't want to get into a whole lot of falter all here because I know I have David G. Hall on the line and he wants to tear me an ass, so have at it, David.
Oh, no, I do not want to tear you an ass. Can you turn that music down, please, I don't want to tear you an ass, Phil. I'm over right now at the Brockner Mall, and I'm here to pick up some party favors. I'm actually here to get some, I don't know, you know, what do you call it, the little parties that the little kids have?
What do you mean, like a birthday party?
Like a birthday party.
Yeah, I'm here to pick up, I've got a niece who, what are the things you put your fingers in?
David, I don't know what you're talking about. Do you want to talk about what we want to talk about?
Yeah, yes, I do, Phil, but I'm in the middle of buying stuff.
Well, maybe you should have called David after you got done with that.
Yeah, maybe I should have. Maybe I should have been born with a 2-foot. That's it. Laugh it up, Phil.
You're the guy that said it, man.
You don't have to.
David G. Hall with us. All right, so you're at the store. Do you want to call back?
No, this is, you scheduled me for this time, right?
Yes, we did. And the reason why we scheduled you is because you wanted to talk to me about the abomination, and I'm using your word, that you say Elcott was.
Yeah, absolutely. And I got to tell you something. I got a lot of people offended.
But wait a minute. Offended by the term thumb dick?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
And there you are saying you should have been born with a 2-foot-long dick.
What a complete asshole. Listen to Phil. There he is. You know, Phil, obviously you're not ready for this conversation.
Yes, I am, but I can't help but laugh at the irony here that is just flowing forth. All right, so
you didn't really say what the general just said you said, did you?
Say that again?
You didn't say what the general just said you said.
Margaret, I...
Yes, he did.
All right, if I did, I apologize.
All right, let's reset or reboot or whatever the hell you want to call it. Yeah, I know you're in the middle of the mall there. Do you want to talk or not?
Yes, I want to talk. What do you think I'm doing on the phone?
Okay, David. The note started out insulting me.
Oh, my God.
Didn't insult you, Mr. Henry.
Well, I don't know what... The conversation we just had was so beneath me.
Oh, yeah.
All about 2-foot-long... You know, I'm getting up. I'm going to go make myself a ham sandwich. Wait a minute, Margaret. We got a show to do. All right, well, then you guys grow up and clean it up.
Margaret, I apologize. Hold on for a minute. I'm surrounded by... I'm here doing some shopping for my niece. I know I got Tom Dofka coming up, right? But...
Yeah, we got Tom Dofka now in line 3.
Okay, Tom Dofka is also... Tom, you there?
Yeah, right here. Hey, Tom, it's David Hall. Yeah. All right, so here was what I said to Phil. That the Elcott, the next step, the whole thing about calling Elcott, what is this called, Phil, the Overlord?
The Elcott, the next step, is the spiritual system that...
Is this the thing, the spiritual system? What is a laugh riot right there?
Hey, Tom, back off, okay? I'm explaining this to David.
Yeah, okay, Your Highness.
So anyway, where was I?
You're talking to me about this guy Elcott.
Yeah, Elcott. So he got elevated to Overlord, and apparently the Overlords overruled him. They got a name. His name is Bugs Wilcott.
Look, I don't understand any of this. Where's this thumb dick thing come in? That's the thing I called David immediately. As soon as I heard thumb dick Elcott, I said, yeah, I got him. And I think I got you dead to rights now, Phil. You won't do what I tell you to do, and yet you're on the air calling guys thumb dick? Boy, oh boy.
He wasn't calling anybody that. That's what Elcott or the Overlords called him.
That's what the Overlord... You hear what I'm talking about, Dave? I know that. And just hold on for just a second, if you wouldn't mind, Tom. So the guy, he calls himself what?
He called... The Overlords changed his name from Bugs Wilcott to Thumb Dick Elcott.
What are you talking about anyway?
Look, David, this is my show, okay? You got a problem? What's the problem?
The problem is I got complaints. I got all kinds of complaints from people saying... This guy calls himself Thumb Dick Elcott. They say it's a mockery of their religion and their beliefs. The other thing, Phil, you got a lot of Christians, and they're very offended by calling the guy Thumb Dick.
What are you talking about, man? This Elcott, the next step, is a New Age religion. It's got nothing to do with Christianity. It's some weird-ass conglomerate of philosophies having to do with getting rid of ego, okay?
Look, Phil, I don't really care. All I know is that somebody said You called a guy some dick, and some about getting nailed to a cross, right?
No, it's got nothing whatsoever to do with that.
Well, that's what I heard.
Well, you heard wrong, okay?
All right, fine. God, you heard wrong, okay? This is what I'm talking about, David. I try to talk to Phil, but he won't do what I tell him to do. Hold on for a minute, Tom. So what happened, Phil?
Aha, now the guy's asking me what happened. Okay, thank you very much.
All right, your sarcasm is noted.
Okay, so we have Tom Dovka, not Tom Dovka.
I'm not late. Don't call me some dick, okay? Don't you ever, never call me some dick.
Okay, some dick.
Who was that?
It was Bud.
I want him immediately. I want him fired, David. I can't fire him. He doesn't work for me. Oh.
Shut up, Bud.
Sorry.
We had on the show yesterday, and over the last few days, we've had on Dr. Ed Elcott from Elcott The Next Step. He was being elevated to a new rank called Overlord. What happened was...
Hold on for a minute. You want something? Well, I'm using that elevator at about five. I'm not using it now, no. Well, then get it. Go ahead.
Okay, so we had this guy. So we got Elcott on, and he says that he's being elevated to Overlord. He gets a new name, an Overlord name. He called himself Bugs Wilcott. At the last minute, the other Overlords, decided to change his name due to some kind of transgression on his part. They changed his name to Thumb Dick Elcott.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I heard. I was having a sandwich, sitting in my car, and I couldn't believe I was waiting for a call from Ed Feldman. Over at WWCY, you know. I don't know what you're talking about, Tom. So, no, I'm just telling you. I'm sitting there having a sandwich, and I had a thermos of milk, and I had a cup of coffee, and I'm sitting there, and I'm making some notes. I got three calls. I'm parked off of a freeway. I'm parked near a vacant lot. It's hotter than hell. I got my shirt off. Okay, then what? Then what? Then I'm listening to Henry, and I hear he says, yeah, today I got Thumb Dick. Here's, how you doing, Mr. Thumb Dick? And instinctively, I looked down.
Instinctively, you look between your legs, huh?
You know something, General? I'm going to tell you something right now.
Well, that's what you're saying.
Yes, I did. Instinctively. I don't have a thumb dick, thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm leaving now. Wait a minute, Margaret. Wait a minute. I got to sit here and listen to these guys call each other thumb dick. Is that it?
Margaret, I apologize. This is not fit for mixed company.
Oh, give me a break.
I heard Henry say... Yeah, here comes Thumb Dick.
No, I did not. No, I didn't.
Listen to this guy, will you, David? What are you laughing at?
I'm not laughing at anything.
Yes, you are. I heard you go, that is the kind of thing, Phil. People don't take you seriously.
Okay, so we're on Elcott. He calls him, the overlords call him Thumb Dick. That's what Tom heard.
So what, you heard of what? All I know is I heard, as I'm trying to balance a thermos of milk, I have an egg salad sandwich, and I'm trying to make phone calls out to Biff Donegan at WWCY, and so on the radio, the next thing and I'm listening to Henry, and I hear, hey, yeah, here comes Thumb Dick Elcott. And instinctively, it was almost a split second. I looked down between my legs. I went, no, wait a minute, he's not talking about me. But this is what I mean, David. There are people out there, lots of guys out there, that when Henry and this guy, what's the guy's name again?
His name is Dr. Ed Elcott.
What about this Thumb Dick? Yeah, who's Thumb Dick Elcott?
That's the name of the... You guys asked me, and I told you. That's the name of the Overlord. That's his Overlord name.
Holy gee. That's his Overlord name.
Yes, if you've been listening, we've been telling you that. That's what we've been talking about for the last 20 minutes.
Well, all I know is I heard, hey, here comes Thumb Dick. And I looked down instinctively between my legs, and I realized they're not talking about me. But I knew then and there. I knew then and there. There were many men. Hold on for a minute. Would you shut up? Oh, I'm not. That's where I am. I'm at the mall. You're by myself over there at WWCY. Yeah, you're right. There's no kids here. I didn't mean to tell you to shut up. I'm talking to a guy.
All right, so, in other words, what?
Did you just say something?
Yes, I did.
It sounded like this. You went.
Okay, what is it, Tom, before I hang up?
All right. I heard you call me a thumb dick.
No, I did not.
I know now you didn't, but when I heard someone say, yeah, it's Thumb Dick Elcott, and I went, what? Is he talking? And I looked down at my penis.
And what did you see?
Isn't he a funny man?
You know, this conversation is almost comic. You realize that?
No, I don't realize that. I realize what Mr. Henry's been doing is getting away with murder for the last 50 years.
Okay, so then you called up David to complain about the show.
Of course I did, Phil. You can't have a character on the show called Thumb Dick, and you're going to have a lot of men out there very offended when you go, yeah, here comes Thumb Dick, and you got guys on. Well, Tom, what you're saying is, because This guy, what's his name? Elcott called himself Thumbdick. Guys instinctively unzipped the check. Okay, never mind. What?
I'm laughing and he's pissed off.
Yes, I am. That's right. I'm trying to be very serious right now.
I agree with you, Tom, to this extent, that it is crude and vulgar and childish, yes. However, this has nothing to do with Phil. This has to do with Elcott, the next step, this religious system.
You're telling me, Phil, that you have these people on your show, and they're calling each other Thumbdick, this and that?
These are some very strange people who believe in the disintegration of ego to attain spiritual enlightenment, yes.
So, in other words, to disintegrate ego, they
have... Ego, not ego.
What?
It's ego, not ego.
What'd I say?
Ego.
To disintegrate ego, right? Hey, Tom, quit screwing around. It's called ego. All right, I'm sorry. So
You're really concerned, aren't you, Tom?
I am concerned, because if you got like a religion that calls everybody Thumbdick and you got guys checking...
You're trying to tell me you think guys are going to unzip and check? Hoo-hoo-hoo! You're an idiot.
Ooh. You know something? Here's what I'm going to say, Phil. I don't believe that you should have that kind of untethered and whatever you want to call it, unrestrained conversation. I think, Tom, you know what? I'm sorry that when you heard the term Thumbdick, you unzipped the check. Didn't unzip. When I said I was having a cup of coffee, and instinctively, I heard, this is Thumbdick Elcott. And I said, is that... Never mind.
What did you say? Is that me?
I did... Never mind, okay? I'm going to tell you something, David. I'm going to hang the phone up, okay? You got a loose cannon here in Henry. I'm dealing with it, okay? All right.
Is that it?
You leaving? Yeah, I'm leaving. I'm going to sit around here and have...
Okay, David, it's just us. I guess Tom is gone.
Oh, what he was bringing up, Phil, is very real. The vulgarity, I don't like. We had complaints, and they weren't from guys who, when they heard the word Thumbdick, unzipped a check. There's from mothers and women and everybody. Kids, little kids called to complain.
Oh, horseshit.
All right. I'm, you know, sort of stretching the truth there. What I'm saying is, I think, Phil, you stepped over a line, and we've got a lot of our advertisers. You know, we get a fair amount of money from advertisers. You know that, right?
Yes, I do know that, and I appreciate that.
You do, huh? Well, guess what? They're going to walk if they keep hearing you going around saying, hey, here comes Thumbdick. You know, here comes, you know, train I ride, here comes Thumbdick. Now, you know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about?
What are you talking about?
You know, I'm saying that if Phil popularizes the term Thumbdick like it's just another version of Mystery Train, we've got a big problem. Okay?
What are you talking about, David? When's that going to happen?
I heard a guy, train I ride. You know that song, Phil?
Yeah.
I was just thinking to myself, train I ride, here comes Thumbdick now.
David, I think you need a nap, man.
Oh, I do. Here's Phil. David, I think you need a nap, man. Hey, Phil, I'll take a nap when you stop puking it up like you come to work at...
David G. Hall on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Your thoughts?
Well, the first thing I'm thinking about...
What do you mean, your thought? You're asking him first?
Yes.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, he is, yeah.
Because if he fielded the phone calls...
What do you mean he fielded the phone calls?
Didn't you take the complaint calls, bud?
I had to take the calls from David Hall after he took the complaint calls from the listeners and everything.
What is the story?
Nothing. So anyway, my thoughts are these. You know, you can't... I mean, I don't know.
All right, me?
Go ahead.
I think the whole thing is jive. I think that you can call... If this guy, Dr. Elcott, wants to be referred to as Thumbdick Elcott, is that right?
I don't know that he wants to be.
I don't know that he wants to be, but he wants to be an overlord.
Then it's none of our business. And what David Hall and what Tom Dovka want, you know, is irrelevant.
Well, here's the thing. The two of those guys, insofar as, Phil, that you have advertisers...
First of all, Dovka's got nothing to do with the show. David does.
All right, well, David, insofar as if you have advertisers complaining, what are you going to do?
I will do what I've always done. I'll take into consideration their feelings on the matter, and we will adjust. But I haven't heard any advertiser complain. David is saying it's listeners.
Yeah, but isn't that important?
It's important, yes. But it's not so important now.
Oh, get a look at you. It's not that important because it doesn't represent money.
Yes, it does represent money. It isn't me. It's this guy, Dovka, and it's the overlords. Okay, look at Elcott, the next step, pays a pretty penny every month to have their show on our platform.
Oh, brother.
They do. So if they want to have a new overlord named Thumb Dick Elcott,
yeah, not too good, is it, Phil?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't feel all that good. But the thing that I will not accept is that David's saying, because this cat is a Thumb Dick Elcott, you got guys all over America when they hear that unzipping and checking.
You don't know that that's not true.
Oh, my ass, that's not true.
Yeah, but you had Tom Dovka, he checked.
Tom Dovka checked.
He said he was sitting in a parked car, he heard Thumb Dick, and he reached down and unzipped and went, no, wait, that's not for me.
Right.
All right, are you guys done? Because I want to make a pepperoni sandwich. F you.
Sorry, Margaret. We'll be right back. This is the World Famous. Oh, by the way, coming up, we have, who do we have?
Yeah, we got Coach Dozier. He's going to be coming up and talking about his final giving up on football. And then we also have a couple from, I think, Colport, Massachusetts, Dave and Kelly Sinnerman, and they flew an airline they want to check out with you.
They flew an airline?
Yeah, they had some, General?
Yeah, they had a vacation they had last week, and they flew on some weird airline that had very strange cabin services, all they would say.
That's all they would say, and we've got them on the air, huh?
Yeah, I mean, God, you said don't vet people too heavy because they might have a good story.
You're right, I did say that.
Yes, that's right, Phil. I'm in the kitchen right now slicing the pepperoni, but you did say that.
Okay.
What's so funny with this chump anyway?
Hey, Margaret, what's the chump stuff?
Well, what's going on? Yeah, what's going on with you, Phil?
Nothing. I'm just finding stuff funny. Is there something wrong with that?
I don't know.
Yes.
We'll be right back. World Famous Phil Hendry Show.
I'm Margaret Gray. We're worried about Phil Hendry. We'd like you to get a backstage pass. I'm not saying this just to get a dollar out of you or two out of you for a subscription. I'm saying we are worried about Phil, his mental health, the hard work that he does, the work pace that he keeps up. We're afraid, God help me, that we're going to lose him. And so I ask you to get a subscription to the World Famous Phil Hendry Show so that when he goes, when he's flat on his back and he's looking skyward and there's nothing left, at least he knows that you cared enough to get a subscription to the World Famous Phil Hendry Show, because we're worried about him, quite frankly.
Yeah, this is General Galen Show. We are. Phil's taking offense at weird stuff. He's going all giggly. Every time he hears the term thumb dick, he thinks that's a riot.
Yeah, this is Bud Dickman, and there's a lot that's going on there, and there's a lot that will be going on there. We want to separate the fact from the fiction, and we want to separate it out and look at it, analyze it, and then put it back, you know?
Yeah, that's what we want to do.
The World Famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com. Get a subscription for a month or for a year. 60,000 hours of the greatest radio and digital content your ass has ever beheld.
Yeah.
At philhenryshow.com, the greatest value online other than porn.
And now the World Famous Phil Hendry Show continues with the World Famous Phil Hendry here at the World Famous Phil Hendry Studios in the World Famous El Pacifico in World Famous Southern California.
Nice. Welcome, folks. I know you're screwing around. Welcome back, folks. World Famous Phil Hendry. We are going to be joined here in a moment by who, Bud?
Dave and Kelly Sinnerman.
Dave and Kelly Sinnerman. Now, these are two listeners of ours who took a vacation, I guess, last month to the Bahamas on some airline that they said provided very strange onboard service, is the best that I can make of it. We have Dave. Is he in a bathtub?
Yeah, he is, unfortunately.
Mr. Sinnerman?
Yes, it's David Sinnerman, and I have with me my wife, Kelly. And we appreciate the time that you're giving us, Mr. Hendry, to talk to you about this, because you do an awful lot of air travel.
I appreciate that, sir. Are you in a bathtub?
Yeah, I am in a bathtub. Since this situation arose and since we've been dealing with this particular airline, we've had a lot of stress, and I understand that you are not, you don't like people in a bathtub. I'm a little bit nervous.
All right, yeah, that's fine, sir. You can be in the bathtub. Ordinarily, we would write, you know, I'd like my producing team to check it out with me.
Well, I don't know.
But as long as you're in the bathtub, are you comfortable?
Yes, I'm very comfortable. I feel, I feel good. My wife, Kelly, is there, and she's going to, if you don't mind, Mr. Hendry, I'll do most of the talking, though Kelly was with me. Can you, and I'll just hold her, can you get me the soap, honey, and get me a washcloth? Yeah, and so if you don't mind, I'll bathe, because I had a tough day. We just got home last night.
Okay, tell me what happened.
Well, we are flying an airline to the Bahamian Hold on. Let me check a map. I've got it outside the tub here. Move that map a little closer, honey. To the Bahamas.
To the Bahamas.
That's it, yes. And, okay, move it. I'm going to get back in the tub now. Okay, I'm getting back in the tub now. So, to the Bahamas. And we were on an airline called, what was it?
I think it was.
It was called Fun and Fast and Fun and Free.
Say that again.
What part do you?
What's the name of the airline?
Fast, Fun and Free. The fun way to go is the Fast, Fun and Free way. This is a new airline with travel from the Northeast to the Bahamas, and we flew this this past weekend.
How long were you in the Bahamas for?
About 3 nights.
Okay, and what happened?
We were on this flight. And they were offering 2 in-flight meals on the way down. We were having a lot of fun. We were relaxing. And they had 2 in-flight meals. One was called a bacon buffin. And that was a cross between...
Say that again, bacon buffin?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And that was a cross between... It was a bacon and a cheese and egg. And they called... I think they called it... What did they call it? Yeah, they called it a bacon chuffin is what it was. Cheese... egg and muffin. Bacon, they had the bacon chuffin, and my wife got the creamed chicken spinach. The creamed chicken sandwich. And what happened was...
Can I ask a question? A creamed chicken sandwich sounds awkward.
Well, it was. It was. But we'll tell you the story there. When they offered the creamed chicken sandwich, my wife, Kelly, you wanted that, right, honey?
Uh-huh.
Right, you wanted the creamed chicken. So she wanted the creamed chicken sandwich.
A creamed chicken sandwich. This must have been awkward.
Well, it was. But what happened was, as the meal cart came down the aisle, and we were sitting in first class, we were able to get a round trip, 2 round trip first class tickets for, you know, about $1,500, which we thought was very much a deal.
Yes, sir.
So, down the middle aisle comes the cart, and they had on the one side the bacon buffin. Or the bacon chuffin, right?
I guess.
The bacon chuffin. The bacon chuffin is what it was, because it was cheese and mushroom.
It doesn't matter, so it's the bacon chuffin.
Bacon chuffin. And the one car, and they had an arrow pointed to it, like a finger pointing up and down and up and down. It was like a kind of automated finger. And the other side of the cart, they had cream chicken sandwich with a finger going up and down pointing to that. And it was very, very much trying to get the attention of the passengers. Look at what we've got. We got a cream chicken sandwich, and we have the bean, and we have the bacon chiaffin. Okay, so it sets up the anticipation is you're feeling it as it comes down the aisle. These two arrows.
Wait a minute. So, the sandwiches were on 2 sides of the cart.
Yes, sir.
And on the one side was your what was it called?
Bacon chiaffin.
A bacon chiaffin. With an automated finger going up and down?
Well, it was it was on a spring, this finger going up and down, pointing to it and saying, hey, here you go. And on the other side, the cream chicken sandwich and the finger go up and down. So it built the anticipation, it built it up and built it up until when the cart finally got to us, I was looking very much forward to the bacon chiaffin. And my wife, hold on, I got to get out of the tub here for a minute, honey. Where's that map? The map of the plane. Here it is, right here. Okay, I'm standing outside the tub. I don't have any clothes on. Hold on. So this is the map.
We don't need a map of the plane, sir. We just want what happened.
Okay, well, what happened was the cart stops, and my wife gets the cream chicken sandwich, and I get the bacon chiaffin. And I looked at my wife. And then the cart moved on down, and the arrow fingers are pointing at them. And you can hear people going, oh, I want the chuffin, I want this. And it really built up the anticipatory anticipation of it.
Okay.
And so my wife had the cream chicken, but as you might well imagine, it was cream chicken on sourdough, and it slid out from the bread, and it slid all over her pants, all over the front of her. So I said to the flight attendant, I go, this cream chicken just come right out of the sourdough bread, as pretty as you please. And the flight attendant said to me, and I wrote it down, she said, yes, it's a cream chicken sandwich, sir. It's going to slide out of the bread, and it'll slop all down the front. She said, but that's the fun of it. And she kept on going down the cart with the 2 fingers going up and down, pointing it.
I'm having a hard time understanding the, I don't get the 2-finger thing.
These are fingers.
These are fingers that are on springs?
Yeah, and they're pointing at, here, look at this. We have cream chicken. Here, look at this. We have the bacon chuffin.
Well, what happened then, sir? You're saying, so your wife got the cream chicken sandwich, which sounds really sloppy.
Yes, it was. Very much.
Well, why did she buy that?
Because she wanted the cream chicken. What do you mean, why did she buy it?
I mean, don't. How do you serve a cream chicken sandwich? That's what I'd like to know.
Well, that was what we, the Fun and Free and Wild Airways, the airline advertised that you could have the cream chicken sandwich. So we felt very used by this, was mostly what happened, and we felt very disappointed by this. The airline would have what they called a cream chicken sandwich. Now, hold on. Yeah. Oh, God damn it. God damn it. Oh, man. Oh.
Okay, can you knock it off, sir?
What?
Can you knock that off?
Okay. Sorry.
What would you like the Phil Henry Show to do for you, sir?
Well, mostly I wanted to see if you could contact the people at the airline. Don't you have a consumer desk or something?
No, we don't.
You don't?
No, we do not. Now, we're not a consumer show, sir.
Well, if somebody could contact, I'd like my money back for the cream chicken. It isn't so much I want my money back, but we got a cleaning bill that this cream chicken sandwich... I don't know. I was very offended by it. And to be honest with you, my wife felt almost used. She felt a bit abused sexually. And
why is that?
A cream chicken, all of this just slopping down the front of her, you can well imagine. Well?
Okay. And your name is what?
My name is Dave. We're Dave and Kelly Sinnerman, Phil.
Okay. Dave and Kelly, and the airline you were on was Wild and Free?
No, the airline was called, what was it called? Free and Easy.
Well, don't you have a receipt or something?
I've got the receipt someplace, but you got to understand, we got very, very inebriated on the flight, and we use these receipts for all kinds of cleaning things up, wiping ourselves off. Where's the receipt, honey? Wild, free and Fun and Wild Airways.
Free, Fun, and Wild Airways. I've never heard of them. Do they have some kind of a return policy?
What do you mean, return policy?
Is there a way you can get your money back for things?
Well, that's why I'm asking Mr. Henry, because I don't know.
Well, I got to tell you, man, I've never heard such a weird-ass story about a flight, you know.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought. You know, she's coming down the aisle with this cart with two arrows pointing at the cream chicken sandwich and the bacon buffin. And
bacon, but what is a bacon chiaffin?
Bacon chiaffin, excuse me. And that sounded very good. I wanted the bacon chibuffin, or how are they called it? What did they call it, honey?
Chibuffin.
Yeah, the bacon chibuffin. And the bacon chibuffin was something that was so unique in my experience that I knew I had to have it. That's one way or the other. I needed it. And that my wife said, well, I'll get the cream chicken because that sounds pretty good. Not that I'm hungry, but my wife said, I'll go ahead and get the cream chicken so you won't feel alone as you eat the chibuffin. Hello?
Okay. Thank you very much, sir.
Well, wow.
Well, what are you going to do, Phil? What do you want me to do, sir? I'll call the airline, Bud has your name and your address, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll call the airline, see if we can get your money back, see if we can get your wife's pantsuit, or what was she wearing?
Well, she was wearing a pair of shorts, and she had a Howard Stern T-shirt.
Okay.
That's about it. And she had flip-flops.
And you want that dry clean?
We would like to have it dry clean.
Can't you just put it in a washing machine?
There's a lot of things I could do. I could take my wife's clothes and throw them into a garbage can. Then she wouldn't have anything to wear.
All right. We'll see what we can do about getting your money back, at least getting the shorts and the T-shirt cleaned. And I thank you for calling.
Okay, well, thanks for listening to us. I'm Dave. My wife is Kelly. What's your name?
Dave.
Yeah, my wife is Kelly. Dave and Kelly Sinnerman.
Thank you, sir. Good talking to you.
Thank you.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass is available now. When you get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, you are now entering into a wild, wonderful winter wonderland of wonderment and wonder. The world-famous Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass, for less than $10 a month or less than $7 a month for the year subscription, takes you into the wild and wonderful woolly world of Phil Henry. It's wild, it's wonderful, it's wild and wonderful.
Yes, a backstage pass, 60,000 hours of the greatest value online, the greatest digital and radio content online, great video, great short and long form comedy, and of course, the great podcasts like Bobby Dooley and, what is it again? Thumbdick Elcott.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, it's the new Thumbdick Elcott podcast. Will be coming soon. Yeah.
Get yourself a backstage pass before they all run out. They won't run out, of course. Well, they might run out once they get one look at you. Yeah.
That wasn't necessary.
All right. I apologize.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show, the greatest value online other than porn.
Other than porn?
I said porn, Thumbdick.
Oh, yeah, right. Welcome back, Phil Henry Show. So, a chap that we haven't talked to in such a long time is my good friend, Coach Vernon Dozier. Coach Vernon Dozier at Belmar Academy in Eagle Rock, California. And Coach Dozier, many, many years, the head coach at Belmar Academy. Coach, is it Eagle Rock or Glendale?
No, Belmar has been in Glendale, Phil, for as long as I've been there.
How many years you been there?
25 years.
And you're really going to hang it up this time.
Well, I am, and I feel that I owe it to you and to your listeners, to everybody that's been such a great support to me down through the years, and I tell you about it. I have not given my official word yet to Father McQuarters because that's a whole other situation.
And what do you mean by that?
Well, Father McQuarters, as you know, Margaret and Phil and everybody, he doesn't take no for an answer very easily, and as a result of that, it's going to take some explaining.
No, he does not. He values you.
No, he doesn't. I love that. He values me. Coach, let me tell you something. What is his name again?
Father McQuarters.
Yeah, Father McQuarters. At Belmar Academy, we have something called the Igor Morrissey Memorial Parents Commission. Have you ever heard of it?
The what?
What is it called again?
It's the Igor Morrissey Memorial Parents Commission.
What is that?
That is like the PTO.
That's your parent teacher organization.
Yes. But it's not like any parent teacher organization you've ever seen. It is a grand council. And I got to tell you, Phil, I grew offended when they asked permission, that was about 4 years ago, to lower the lights. In other words, during these what they called the Grand Parents Commission meetings, they wanted to lower the lights. And you're not going to believe this, but they wanted to put on hoods.
Bullshit.
I swear to God, Phil.
Put on hoods.
Yes. It's one of the reasons why. You know I've had a problem with the parents.
I know you've had a problem with parents, Coach, and you've articulated it very well, and we understand that. But you're telling me now that they have a parent-teacher organization over there that's like the Ku Klux Klan. That's it. That's it exactly.
No, I am not saying that.
Well, it sounds like it.
No, I'm not. I'm saying that this parent-teacher, and this is, I say, it's not a parent-teacher organization. It's the Igor Morrissey Memorial Parents Commission.
Who's Igor Morrissey?
Igor Morrissey was, no one can even tell me. No one probably even knows.
Oh, bullshit.
Hey, Phil, what do you think I'm wasting my time for, to talk to you about nothing?
Okay, who's Igor Morrissey?
I don't know, and I can't get a straight answer out of anybody.
Igor Morrissey.
Yeah, now you laugh. You insult a man, yell at a man, then you laugh.
Well, all right, so it's the
Igor Morrissey Memorial Parents Commission, and they got permission from Father McQuarters 4 years ago that when they have their Parents Commission meeting, they are allowed to lower the lights, and they put on a hood with, well, you can't see the top of their head. You can't see their eyes.
What are you talking about, man?
Yep. Do you want me to repeat it?
So what's the, so in other words, this is why you're leaving?
One of the reasons, yes. I told you that I couldn't stay at Belmar Academy much longer because of my relationship with the parents. The one thing I didn't do, because I, quite frankly, was loyal to the school, is tell you about this Igor Morrissey Parents Commission. I didn't tell you about Butch and Cindy Bung, did I?
I don't know who they are.
These are the people that run the Grand Parent Commission?
Yes. Yeah, I didn't tell you about, I didn't tell you about Cindy Bung. Did I tell you about Kevin Fanhand?
Who?
Kevin Fanhand.
No.
Okay. So, in other words, you don't know, for 30 years, I was a top flight coach at all levels. And then sometime during the, quote, pandemic, I stopped giving a you-know-what. And it rhymes with...
Rhymes with the word hit.
Yeah. I stopped giving a it. And that was during a pandemic. And because I had this grandparents' council with Kevin, with Butch and Cindy Bung and this guy Kevin Fanhand.
Now, who's Kevin Fanhand?
Kevin Fanhand is a father of a young player of mine, Dorsey Fanhand. And Dorsey's a good ball player, running back. Very quick, good hands. We use him as a U-back. That is kind of a running back slash tight end. But his father, Kevin Fanhand, runs this grandparent council. And I'm going to tell you right now, Phil, I've been called on the carpet in front of this grandparent council more than once. And I'm here to tell you, it scares the living hell out of me.
Is that why you're leaving?
One of the reasons, yeah.
What is scaring you? These people wear hoods.
You can laugh if you want, Phil, but it's dead serious.
You talk about these people are wearing hoods, and they're like the Ku Klux Klan.
No, I didn't say that, did I?
Well, you're saying they wear hoods, they cover up their eyes? This is a parent-teacher organization?
You know, I can see that...
I'm sorry, I won't laugh, I promise.
Yeah, I can see that I'm not being taken seriously.
I promise. You got to understand, Coach, it struck me as very humorous.
Well, it may strike you as humorous, Mr. Henry, but it's something that I live.
Coach?
I live it. Every day of my life. I go to that school, and they call me into the Igor Morrison. There's a room at the end of the corridor there in the... science building, and it just says Igor Morrissey on it. When you walk through that door, you better get a good tight hold on your you-know-what.
What? Like your nutsack?
I'm gonna kick... Wait a minute, wait. Knock it off.
Yeah, that's right, bud. What you said. And I...
The Igor Morrissey Parents Commission.
That's right.
And so you want to quit because of that?
I want to quit for a lot of reasons. I want to quit because I'm no longer an effective football coach. I want to quit because I'm not even interested in football any longer. And yes, I want to quit because the Igor Morrissey Parents Commission with Cindy and Butch Bung and this ass Fanhand and the rest of them is pissing me off. I apologize.
Okay. Coach Vernon Dozier. You don't want to talk to him. I'll talk to him after the show, okay? He doesn't sound like he can handle any conversation, any more conversation.
Coach Dozier.
What did I just say to you, bud?
Yeah, he's on line three.
What did I just say to you?
You hung up on him.
Then why am I talking to him?
Yeah, he's on line three.
Are you stupid or something? Bud, what? Just talk to him, Phil. Yeah, Coach.
I'm sorry, Phil. I apologize for screaming. I didn't mean to do it.
Are you leaving? When are you leaving, Coach?
After this season, okay? I'm going to hang in. Jason Moron is going to retake the reins of the program. Jason Moron hasn't won more than 3 games in 4 seasons with us.
Can't they find a better coach?
God, you want to say it a little louder, Phil? Can't they find a better coach? Hey, Jason's right, Jason. Did you hear that?
Uh-huh.
Did it hurt your feelings?
Yeah.
Did you hear that, Phil?
Now I know you're screwing around.
I'm only kidding. It just...
Oh, man. Well, I will say this. If they have anything over there called the Grandparents Council...
Well, I know they do, because I've talked to some of the parents.
You do?
Yes.
The grandparents can... Do they wear hoods?
According to 2 of the parents that I... who spoke on the condition they remain anonymous...
Okay.
Said yes. The Grandparent Commission, the Igor Morrissey Parent Commission, they meet once a month in a darkened room, and they wear hoods that cover their eyes. That's what I was told. You can laugh if you want, Phil, but it's a frightening situation.
Okay. Yeah, Mr. Rainey, you laugh at people's pain.
You've been doing that a lot lately, Phil.
I don't know. I guess I must be losing my mind. But I'd like to have Coach Dozier back, okay?
I'll talk to him. I don't know if he'll... Wait, let me just call him up. Coach Dozier? Yeah, uh-huh. On the rag.
Give me the phone, will you, for crying out... Coach, will you come back?
Come back to do what? Come back and say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to talk about the grandparents. No, Phil, I'm not going to do that.
I know that. Please come back next week and talk with us.
Why next week?
Because we're booked up this week.
I was sitting here talking to you right now.
Well, are you going to give up coaching?
Yes. I'm giving up coaching because of the Igor Morrissey Parents Council, or excuse me, I'm giving up coaching because of the Igor Morrissey Parents Commission, okay? But you walk in to talk to those people, and you want to get money for equipment, or you want to get money for books, or you want to talk to the parents about the athletic program in general, and I'm looking at six people, and I can't even see their eyes because of the hoods they wear.
Look, Coach, I'm going to let you go, okay?
No, Phil, now come.
Hold on. Coach, I'm letting you go. I took you off the air. We'll talk soon, okay? I promise you. Yes. Yes, I will. I will, yeah. His nickname was Thumbdick. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Give me the phone. Don't take the phone from me. Hello? Give it here, bud. I can't find him. Yeah, Coach Doge. He hung up. Yeah. Okay.
And this is what you tell a kid not to do.
I'm fooling around. Listen. We'll have Coach Dozier back next week to talk more about this Igor Morrissey Grandparents Commission where they wear hoods. World-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Many thanks to whoever we had as guests tonight.
We had on David Hall.
Yeah, David G. Hall, of course, Tom Dovka. And we thank Coach Vernon Dozier. And also, whatever that guy, what's the guy?
Dave and Kelly Sinnerman.
Dave and Kelly Sinnerman. And the fun, free, and wild airways. Or airway, whatever it is.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.